Rappers, Moo Dog, Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and you can already hear the bells, but it is time, but not quite time. I've got Mason Dixon with me here. Mason, we'll sit here before we got a little time to kill here, as a matter of fact, so I think we should just sit here and maybe discuss 2019, what we've been through on the show, the things that have happened, what's been good for you, maybe what's been bad, I suppose, if we want to go down that dark and lonely road. But I appreciate you staying, because you didn't do anything else on the show other than the very beginning where we did the what's going on, dog. But
I know you should have had me play spoons on it. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. We could have done a spoon solo right there in the middle. That'd be good right there.
Well, it's hard to get a hold of you sometimes because with your phone situation, being out at Rooster's, not getting very good service out there in Grand Junction.
Don't get much signal out there.
You know, so, I mean, there's all kinds of things I want to do, but having to go out and pick you up sometimes, it's just a long drive and it's not convenient.
You should bring the whole radio studio, put it in your truck, and bring it out there. That'd be good. We can do the show
come
on the road.
Out to Roosters. Yeah. Well, we'll think about maybe doing a remote out at Roosters for next year. We got 2020s coming up. We've had a good, what I think is a pretty good year. We're expanding the show. And how's your year been? What have been the big moments for you?
You mean on the radio show or just in general?
Well, I guess in general. I mean, on the radio show, too, if we want to talk radio show first, if we end up having time.
Well, I mean, my whole year went 180 degrees because of this show and because of you, you know, because I was just looking for a race car sponsor, you know, for Hartford Motor Speedway Friday Night Racing and stuff. And then the next thing you know, it's like I'm on radio every week and I'm doing stand-up comedy and I'm doing all sorts of things, you know. It's like I'm getting paid to talk, you know.
So it's been a pretty good year for you. Not that I've been able to pay you for the radio show, but it's actually paid some dividends for some other things, right?
Well, yeah, heck yeah. You know, it's like people know about Mason Dixon in South Haven, Michigan now, and they're going to hear about a lot more about him in 2020. We're going to still be racing now, you know, get some racing things together for Moondog Motorsports, and we're going to take 2020 by storm.
We're going to push some boundaries this year, aren't we?
I thought you pushed boundaries pretty good this year, Rob Dog. Oh, man.
I don't think I pushed really many at all. What boundaries did I push?
Oh, man, all you're talking with those cannabis guys, and then you got T-Rex calling in, getting all mad.
Cannabis is legal.
You got everybody fired up. You got people fired up and stuff early in the morning. Saturday morning, they're waking up, they're having their coffee, and you got them angry right off the bat, man.
Yeah, I guess it was a little more up-tempo than the previous show slot, and that was a little jarring for some people it was a little slow and boring, I thought, and I think we needed a little jump start to a Saturday morning, and it didn't take for some people.
Well, you know, you're going to find those people that just like it the old way all the time, you know, but I think we got something good and exciting coming up in 2020. Yeah, you know, I hear that, you know, me and the boys are going to have a bigger role on the show. I'm excited about that.
Well, notice the lack of role on the show of this week with these guys. I couldn't have them back this week after what happened last week with the with the sleigh.
Yeah,
that did not go well.
That didn't turn out like we wanted it but hey, look on the bright side. You got like 4,500 CDs you can still get rid of.
I have 4,984 CDs still to get rid of.
We got more than that.
We never got out of the garage.
No. Well, you know, it's like that, trying to get that sleigh up on that trailer. We should have thought of that first before we built that sleigh. How are we going to get it down?
It didn't even get out of the garage. Well, it was so big.
Yeah, well, you know, we got carried away with that welder, you know.
So I'm surprised I actually let you come back this week, because that's, I mean, I try not to be a big stickler on money, but, you know, it's not like money's growing on trees. It's kind of tight around here, and that was kind of a big deal.
Well, it's an investment.
Now I've got a pile of CDs that aren't even for me to listen to.
Well, you can hand them out as first-of-the-year gifts, send them out to potential sponsors and stuff. It'll pay off. It's an investment.
Well, I'm hoping so, Mason, for your sake. But regardless, you're just too funny to get rid of, and you say that I'm funny. I'm not. I'm just me, but you're a funny guy.
Well, you know, I'm just telling stories. I'm just doing what I always do and stuff. But, yeah, it's working out good. I mean, put a microphone in front of me, and then it's just like putting hot air in a popcorn kernel. Right. You know, I just keep popping off, so...
Yeah, well, that's true. So, well, what do we do better for the next year coming? I mean, how do we make everything better for everybody, if we can?
Well, is that really our responsibility? I mean, making things better for everybody? I mean, we should really be looking out for ourselves. Let's just put on a good radio show and stuff, and people will be, whether they're liking it or not, they tune in, choose to tune in, or choose to tune out.
Well, I think we're supposed to try to make everything happy for everybody. That seems to be the mentality we live in these days. Not to say that that's wrong, that we should be trying to, but... We should be going more for the masses rather than everybody, right? Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, I look at it as we're just like racing commentators up in the booth, and we just got to call it like we see it.
Okay. Well, I think that we're going to call it like we see it, but I don't know if I have enough time for you to do your closing here.
You gotta thank your sponsors. Every race car driver knows you got to thank your sponsors.
All right. Go ahead and thank her. Bring that. Get your piece. Yeah, get your paper right over here. I see you.
I don't have to use a paper. I'm memorizing this
now. You
got
it memorized? All right.
Yeah, because if I'm winning the Daytona 500, do you think I'm going to pull a note out and read it off a piece of paper?
I kind
of
do, but anyway, all right.
All right, dog. All right. Well, we do want to thank all our sponsors and commercial advertisers, because we couldn't do it without you. You know, it really was a good team effort, good stand-up job by the guests. They really had a strong day, came through for us. We'd like to thank all the fans, the pit crew, the boys in the shop, and the engineers at Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM for spinning the dials. You know, this was a paid program, and the opinions of guests and others are not necessarily the opinions of Cozy and Midwest Family Broadcasting. Now, I ain't exactly...
10 seconds. Keep going. 10 seconds.
Oh, well, check out the replay on the podcast. It's called My Radio Show Podcast.
Five.
And then we'll see you next year on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We'll see you on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
That's what I said.
This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2019.